Sportsnet 650.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives a cool while I've got the mood that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
Get
I'm
it.
Not your boy toy.
This is for Big Sexy himself, Brendan Bassler, the voice of your Vancouver Canucks on Sportsnet 650 radio broadcast. Batch, the man himself.
The question is, Sat, do you know which wrestler used to come out to this?
Wasn't it Big Sexy?
Wasn't it Shawn Michaels?
Was it Shawn Michaels?
It
is Shawn Michaels.
It is.
Yeah.
It is Shawn Michaels, and I'm pretty sure he sings the theme song himself. As
okay, well,
well
you're up, Batch. Go ahead.
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, you're good. All right. See, I'm not your boy toy.
Yeah, I love it. Brendan Bassler is nobody's boy toy. He is too sexy to be somebody's boy toy.
No.
This has gotten out of hand.
This definitely escalated in a hurry.
Escalated really quickly. So speaking of the sexy flow, Brock Besser, maybe we'll tie it into a sexy on-ice performance from Big Brock himself. What about this kid? You were there in person, watched him play, saw him score two more goals on the Pittsburgh Penguins. How good is this kid, Batch?
He's having a great stretch right now, and I think showing what kind of a goal scorer he can be at the NHL level. What remains to be seen is how consistently he can keep this up throughout the season. Obviously, it's been a great pace over the last couple of games, but Canuck fans should enjoy this, and I think they're probably going to get a chance to enjoy watching him score goals for many years to come here, because he looks like an elite-level offensive talent that we haven't seen with this organization in quite some time.
That's your professionalism should be commended. You don't have the luxury of being able to mute your mic like we can. I spent that whole – I didn't actually listen to you. I was laughing just imagining you dance to that song.
Yes, well, there you go.
Anders Nilsson. Well, that's a deep dive away.
That's smooth. Alex cannot stop laughing. And I think he wanted to ask you about Anders Nilsson's
performance. I'm not as professional as the rest of you. Anders Nilsson will mute our mic. Does the Batch giggle?
Take it away, Batch. Anders Nilsson, how good was he?
Yeah, he was pretty good last night too, guys. I think, he hasn't played a ton here this season, obviously, because of the birth of his son being away from the team for a little bit. But I think I've been most impressed with his mental strength and his ability to come in when he hasn't played a lot and really shut the door, and also bounce back from games where he hasn't been at his best. And, he helped the Canucks get a point against the St. Louis Blues last weekend, but I think probably not his best outing of the season. And he gets a chance to come back in and was stellar in the win in Pittsburgh.
Do you think he's done enough now in his seven games? I mean, his numbers are superior to Markstrom so far. Of course, he's played about, less than half the amount of ice time that Markstrom's had. But do you think that Travis is going to be more willing to give Nilsson more starts here going forward?
I think it's going to be interesting to see, because it's not like Jacob Markstrom has played poorly, and we can sort of debate the differential in numbers and whether that has to do with the number of games that Markstrom's played versus the number of games that Nielsen's played, or whether Nielsen has had the superior performance here early in the season. I think it's a nice luxury here that the Canucks are confident when either guy goes in the net. And yeah, Nielsen's been great, and maybe his continued strong play will get him to see some more starts, and we can start talking about this open competition that the hockey club has been going on about here, and Travis Green has mentioned since training camp. So I think it'll be interesting to see, and I'd be interested on Alex's take as well about whether Nielsen has been markedly better than Markstrom, or whether it's just a small sample size and so the numbers are inflated a little bit.
I think it might be a little bit of both. Obviously, the more games that go along and Nielsen keeps these numbers high and there is that separation, I think you can look at it more as a long-term trend. But I agree, though, Batch, that I think it's a weapon they have to be able to play both these guys, roll them out, especially in back-to-back situations or a trip like this. You can almost rotate them and know you're going to get strong goaltending every night. That's a great, great luxury to have. And that depth in net has been a strength for this team. I mean, where would they be without the play of both these guys. It's been phenomenal. Now, when you think about the depth and you think about some decisions, the defense were sort of looking like that would be something the team would have to look at with the return of Tanev and Stetcher on the horizon. Now, I guess if you could touch on those, how close both those players are, and then also that Eric Gudbranson left the game last night, what you're hearing about Gudbranson, if there's any updates on him.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything concrete about Gudbranson, but obviously it's not a good sign when he leaves the game before the third period, and they had to get by with five defensemen, as they have had to do more times than they would have liked to this point in the season in the third period, but they were able to hang on and have a good third period and win the hockey game in the end. I think Chris Tanev might be pretty close. There was a little bit of talk that he might have been at a point where he could have played yesterday, but didn't get the medical clearance going into the game, and Travis Green has been open about the fact that as soon as Tanev is cleared, he's back in the game. Obviously, he's arguably their best defenseman. He's had a great start to the season, and they could really use him back there. I get the sense Troy Stetcher isn't quite as close, but both of these guys are on this trip, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if we see them, you know, if not tomorrow, then maybe Sunday or Tuesday at the very latest.
Now, staying with the defense, Derek Pouliot scoring his first goal as a Canuck, first of the season, in the return to Pittsburgh. Now, a couple things on that. He played a lot of minutes, but I understand there was a video tribute for him last night. Now, can you explain the extent of this? Because this seems like they're kind of lowering the standards for that in my books. But nothing against him, but I feel like that should be reserved for more of a legendary status.
Yeah, I agree. We were sort of surprised. We were sitting in the booth there during the commercial break, and I just sort of looked up at the big screen, and I went, "Oh, they're doing a Derek Pouliot tribute. That's kind of surprising." It was not to the same extent of what the Canucks did for Alex Burrows. There were a couple of short highlights, and then quickly, "Thank you, Derek," flashed across the screen, and there was a smattering of applause throughout the crowd, but nothing to the extent of a standing ovation or anything like that. So, you know, it's interesting. We can debate whether it should be done like that or not. I think it's still a pretty classy move by the Penguins, a guy that they traded away and was never really able to find a spot on a couple of championship level teams over the past couple of seasons, that they still recognized him as being a part of their organization. He was a very high first round pick for the team, and I'm sure that had to feel really good for him as well to score against his former club, albeit it went off the defenseman and in, but he'll take it any way that he can, and I'm sure it's just another one of those lucky goals that Matt Murray keeps talking about.
And in terms of how Pouliot has been playing and gaining the sort of that confidence, what sort of spot do you think he's carving out for himself on that blue line? Do you think we're getting close to the point now where even when everybody gets healthy, it's going to be hard to take him out of the lineup?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very hard to take him out of the lineup, and I would be surprised if they do at this point. I think I've said this before, but I'm starting to see flashes of the Derek Pouliot that was a dominant defenseman in junior with the Portland Winterhawks in the WHL. And I think, you know, one of the best signs of that was the pass he made to Besser on the goal in Philadelphia down the right wing, where he was able to spring him in with a stretch pass down that right side. You know, you can look at some of the analytics numbers as well. I know Pouliot's very good at getting the puck out of his own zone, so that's another big positive. And if you're getting those sorts of consistent performances from any defenseman, whether he's, you know, a young guy trying to carve out a spot like Derek Pouliot or a seasoned veteran, it's pretty hard to take a guy out of the lineup when he's contributing at both ends of the ice in that way. And, you know, the goal was, I think, a long time coming in terms of the fact that he'd been doing some of the right things to create offensive opportunities, and he got rewarded last night.
Now, Batch, I want to ask you about the power play. If my numbers are accurate, since they did that switch up for the Los Angeles game, they're now 7 for their last 15. They scored 2 goals last night on 3 power play opportunities. What do you see that's making this tick all of a sudden, making it work?
Well, I think Besser being in that shooting position has been a huge part of not just him scoring goals, but creating opportunities by finding him open on that side, and whether it's the opportunity to create rebounds as well. I think it's sort of given a new life to the Sedins as well. You know, they don't really have to feel the responsibility of being the scorer on the power play unit. They're both good distributors, and they've done a great job of that. And then I think Alex Edler has brought a calming presence by manning the top of the point there and being able to spread the puck out there as well. And then, you know, Bo Horvat, who you know, has been quiet offensively the last couple of games, I think probably deserves more credit for some of the grunt work he's done, both on the power play and at five-on-five to help create some of those opportunities. So that's the first unit for me. I think Thomas Vanek has looked very good on the second unit as a setup man, which, you know, obviously we've seen his goal-scoring talent here, but he's showed some pretty nice passing skills over the last couple of games as well to create opportunities for other players. And they seem to have lightning in a bottle on the man advantage at the moment, which is a pretty big thing to have when you're out on a long road trip like this, and it can make the difference in games. I think the question is, and, you know, I asked Travis Green about it yesterday, in terms of sustainability, how long they could keep at this pace, because oftentimes you'll see teams make changes to the power play and it'll work for a game or two or three, and then for whatever reason, things don't go the way they wanted, or they put enough things on tape that other teams are able to react and adjust their penalty kill coverage to try and limit the scoring opportunities. But I believe it's been five games now that they've continued to produce. So I'll be interested to see if it can continue here, as they're now in the state of New York for three games. And of course they'll head over to New Jersey for the one, but they're all in the New York area. If they can continue to produce on the power play at a rate close to what they've been doing, because, you know, just shy of 50% isn't exactly sustainable long-term, but, you know, if they can keep scoring on the power play, it's going to make a difference for them in games. And now that we're at U.S. Thanksgiving, there's all the talk about the team being in the playoff picture. If their power play keeps helping them win games, then that talk is going to go longer and longer as we carry into the month of December and eventually the new year.
We're in conversation with the radio broadcast voice of the Canucks, Brendan Batchelor on Sportsnet 650 here with Sat and Alex on Canucks Central. I do want to ask quickly before we let you go and enjoy turkey and football, is Travis Green, you mentioned him a bit, how much respect is he commanding from the players in that on that team right now, considering how he has them playing and the fact that he keeps getting through to, it seems, every player on this squad right now?
Yeah, I think he commands a lot of respect from pretty well everyone he deals with, whether it's the players or the media. He has had a very strong start to the season in terms of his coaching decisions and the way he reacts within games and the little tweaks that he makes to try and get a spark. And, you know, it was a couple of games ago where things weren't going well offensively, and he just swaps the centerman around on a couple of lines, and it gives them a little bit of a spark, and they're able to score a goal as a result of that. I think it's a big change, and not to pile on Willie Desjardins, but I think it's a big change from what we saw with Willie. And I think because of that, the players have his full confidence right now that they're playing for a coach that is coaching out there as well and trying to support them in any way that he can. And, you know, if the Canucks keep winning games here and we keep having these sorts of conversations, I don't think it's going to be very long before his name starts to come up in Jack Adams kind of conversations, because he's gotten a lot out of a hockey team that not many people expected much out of coming into the season.
Well, there are at least two awards Canucks fans are sort of bringing up now. One is the Calder Trophy for Brock Besser, and also the Jack Adams to Travis Green and the job he's done so far as head coach of this team. Hey, Batch, appreciate your time. Get back to watching some football and enjoy a few cold ones, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
All right, that is Brendan Batchelor, the voice of the Canucks on Sportsnet 650.
You stay sexy.
Stay sexy. Big sexy's got to stay sexy.
Sportsnet 650.